Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. We're going to talk about the differences really between doing this work while you are single versus in a relationship. And really the question being asked, which literally comes to me all the time, which is, can I do this work while I'm single? Can I become securely attached while I'm still single? It's really the big main one that I get the most. So we're going to talk about that. Can I do this work while I'm single? Yes. It's so important. And I want you guys to think of it like this. If you are single, yes, you're going to have different conversations when you're in a romantic relationship, right? Like you're going to have to go into this place where you pivot a little bit and suddenly, okay, I've done all this reprogramming work and communication work and boundary work, and I've applied these things to my daily life. But honestly, the transition to becoming securely attached, if you've done the work single, to then applying it once you're in a romantic relationship, it's so small. It's like a half step. So think of it as being like you, if you're single and you're trying to do this work, where can you do it? I can do it with my coworkers. I can have the tough conversations there about boundaries. I can do it with the challenging figures in my life. Maybe there's somebody who's like a family member or somebody that you always get into arguments with or whatever it might be. You can do that work there. You can have those conversations and do that breakthrough work there. You can do all of the work on the relationship to yourself, healing your core wounds, understanding your needs, learning to speak up about them to your friends, to your family, all those different people in your life. And really fundamentally, what matters more than anything for your romantic relationships is the relationship to yourself. And, you know, obviously a lot of like the courses and the titles and everything inside PDS seem to be a, like, not all, because there's a, like 15 courses on setting and achieving goals with your subconscious mind and your attachment style in the workplace and all these different things, your mindset mastery and life mapping course for organizing your life and reverse engineering the steps you want to make things happen and to reach your goals and achieve them and all these little systems and structures. Anyways, there's so much stuff in there that's not just about relationships, but what you will truly see is that everything is really about the relationship to yourself. And it's about learning what your own patterns are and how they interact with patterns with other people. And then like doing the work on your patterns and having a better set, a better understanding to equip you for how to deal with other people in your life that may be challenging you, because you have understanding of their patterns and then yours and what's going on, and then doing the work on yours. But ultimately, like the more healthy the relationship to yourself is, it's so much easier to do romantic relationships in a healthy way where we don't feel all this stress and all this pressure and all this like heaviness that, you know, I used to be a fearful avoidant, as many of you guys who watch this channel quite a bit know. And, you know, it's tough. Like it's hard to be an insecurely attached individual, irrespective of what your attachment style is. Insecurely attached individuals just go through a lot of heartache in relationships, go through a lot of challenge, go through a lot of like heaviness and confusion and fear and stress. And, you know, all these things aren't fun. So please know, like, if you are insecurely attached and then you're single and you're like, oh, do I have to do reprogramming work? Do I have to do deeper work on myself only once I'm in a relationship? No, you absolutely don't. You can make it so much easier for yourself, and you can skate through the power struggle phase of relationships and skate through the dating phase of relationships and just have a much better time if you are working on healing the inner relationship to yourself first. So that's super important. I just wanted to pop in here and let you know we are doing a 7-day free trial to the All Access Membership Pass at PDS, which means you get access to literally everything inside of the school. That means you get access to the 4 live webinars I do every single week. You can come in, you can ask me questions with your camera on, we can chat. You can leave your camera off if you prefer, or type your questions in the chat. There's lots of opportunity to get your questions answered. And on top of that, you get access to all of our different courses. We have over 55 different courses on relationships, communication, boundaries, emotional mastery, guilt and shame, learning your needs, so many different facets that are really important to master our lives and feel really good about our lives going forward. And last but not least, there's also community elements in there. So there's a daily community event, whether it's practicing communication or doing a guided morning routine or a guided reprogramming exercise. We have trained facilitators and coaches who are in there doing that work, showing up to support you on your journey every single day. So I would love love to see you on the other side. There's lots of exciting stuff in there. And we have had a 99.7% NPS score, which means we have literally that many people who report being really successful at PDS and wanting to recommend this to others. And it was all done anonymously. So I felt really honored that everybody shared that. So thank you to those of you who did. But yeah, please join me on the other side. Come check it out. See if it's a fit for you. I'd love to see you there. Now, if we compare the two, like I said, we would, you know, the person who starts a relationship and then learns about this work, they can definitely have like, you know, a little more challenges at the beginning. Cause sometimes it's like, you're trying to do the work while you're being triggered at the same time. So think of it as like, you're trying to do the work on the relationship and the relationship is triggering you. And it makes you, you're sort of just juggling a little bit more, but it also, if you show up and you do a little bit of work daily, even if it's like 15 minutes of work daily, 30 minutes of work daily, and you just have intentions and goals for yourself to show up differently. And you just put little tools to practice a little bit each day and set the intentions in the morning. Like if you just have a little daily habit, a check-in, a point of accountability, you will see that growth can happen a little more quick because you're exposed to everything that you need to be exposed to really make you grow. And relationships are really going to show us our stuff and bring anything that's unresolved to the surface very quickly. So the benefits of being single doing this work are that you can be in a relationship dynamic where you're with yourself, you can focus on yourself, and you can prioritize yourself. Your own inner peace can come very quickly by doing a lot of deep inner work and reprogramming and knowing your wounds and your needs and, you know, working through structures in a way that gives you the ability to get your needs met, to understand your needs, to communicate them well, to set boundaries around them, to no longer take things so personally, to reprogram core wounds, to stop telling all these painful stories and giving meaning to things that are just hurting your self-esteem. Like there's so much great stuff that can happen, but then you have to take that extra half step when you finally do get into a romantic relationship. But at least you feel so much more prepared when you're getting in and you get to learn things the easy way instead of the hard way. But in a romantic relationship, doing this sort of deep attachment style reprogramming work, you can get into a dynamic where it feels like there's a lot being sort of thrown at you at once. And you'll probably see a lot really quickly as you're doing the work at the same time. And you may have a little bit, you know, choppier waters at the beginning for the first little bit, because it's like, whoa, this is a lot. And all of your triggers are going to come to the surface. But once you learn to navigate them within, you know, a matter of weeks, when you really get the idea and the understanding of what's happening, you can just breeze through everything going forward because you're forced to learn everything kind of all at once in a shorter period of time. So basically the point I'm trying to make here with all of this is A, to answer this question, because it comes up all the time, and B, to let you guys know there's not really a better way. Like, it's not, if somebody had to say to me, do you want to be single when you're doing this work, or do you want to be in your relationship while you're doing this work? If I was doing it for the first time, I would say like obviously I would want to be in the relationship I'm in now because I'm happy in the relationship. But if it was like starting fresh and I had to pick in life, like what the path was kind of thing, it wouldn't matter. Like it's, you know, whatever the universe throws at you kind of thing. So it doesn't really make a difference either way. There's basically like equal benefits and drawbacks to both, is what I'm trying to say.